بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear brothers, my respected elders and young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, this time next week, the month of Ramadan would have already had started. We make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We make dua to Allah, bless us in this month of Sha'ban and make us reach and pass through the month of Ramadan, inshallah. My dear brothers, the month of Ramadan has an extremely strong connection . We should try and get a 5G connection in the month of Ramadan with the Holy Quran. We should try and get a 5G connection with the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, we don't understand and value the Quran. This is the reality. If we truly understood and valued what the Quran is and what a great blessing the Quran is, trust me, the Quran would have been a very important part of our daily life. Many people, unfortunately, they just pick up the Quran in the beginning of Ramadan, and when the sight of Eid is done, they put the Quran away in a high place, full of respect, cover it up, and they probably pick the Quran up the following Ramadan. There are also many Muslims as well who read the Quran every day as well. But the only thing they would read every day would be Surah Yasin, maybe Surah Waqia, maybe Surah Mulk, maybe Surah Sajda, and maybe one, two more surahs. That is the only thing they would read every day. The rest of the majority of the Quran, they will not bother reading because they think Quran is only certain surahs. This is a grave mistake, a grave mistake. This is a total injustice to the Quran. Just last Sunday, it was mentioned in the talk by a scholar from South Africa, and I think he was talking about Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, that when he was put in jail for 2 years, his brother was with him as a khadim and someone to help him. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in jail, read a total of 80 Qur'ans. How many? 80 Qur'ans in jail, in prison, inside a prison. My dear brothers, we have to first acknowledge, you know, if change is going to happen in a person's life, if change is going to happen, a change only happens once a person realizes and they acknowledge their deficiency and their mistakes and their errors. If they acknowledge it and they accept it and then they make a firm intention, I want to change this. only then that person will change. Just by thinking about it, changes will not come around. And it will take a great determination, a lot of inner self, a lot of reformation, a lot of determination, but it is possible. Let us use this month of Ramadan as a stepping stone. Because the amount of goodness a person does in Ramadan, they normally do not do after Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan to reveal the Holy Quran to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a great and a grave mistake and injustice on part of the Muslim Ummah that we have not maintained a strong connection with the Holy Quran. This is one of the downfalls of the Ummah. We have paid a lot of attention getting a strong connection for our mobile phone. We are ready to even pay money for it. We can pay extra money to upgrade from a 4G to 5G. But my dear brothers, what about the strong connection? What about the 5G connection with the Holy Quran? Every single person, including myself, we have to ask ourselves, how much have we really tried to read the Quran? And if we are reading the Quran already, then how much effort are we making to try and understand the Holy Quran? This message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like a letter from Allah to His servants, to the Ummah. If we were to receive a letter in Arabic from a king from a Arab country, a king had sent... Please not recording. Thank you. If a king from an Arab country had sent a letter to us, to you, to me, and it was named for us, would we be excited to read that letter? Tell me, brothers. Yes or no? Would we be excited to open and to read that letter? Okay. And if we open the letter and we were not familiar with the Arabic language, but we knew that letter was for me, that letter was for you, because it had your name on it, would you not make an effort to get that letter translated? Brothers, yes or no? Yes. And in that letter, if you saw some digits, 0000 digits, would that not compel you to be more swift and to hasten to get that letter translated? Brothers, yes or no? Would you feel that urge and that, you know, an act of emergency that I need to get it translated? These letters is named, it has got my name on it, and I can see some digits, 00000. That can only mean one thing. Would it not create an urge, an emergency to get it translated? Yes? My dear brothers, this Holy Quran has mentioned so many things, including Jannah. Is the word Jannah not sufficient for us to understand what it is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us about Jannah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us about Jahannam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us about the Day of Judgment? Are all these things not sufficient? Does it not create urgency to get to understand and to get it translated? Many, many, many years ago, a person would have maybe had an excuse that, oh, I don't understand Arabic, there's no one to teach me, it's not translated. Maybe 100 years ago, a person might have said that. But now, what excuse do we have today? There's no excuse today. So my dear brothers, let's reconnect ourselves with the Holy Quran wholeheartedly. And let's use the month of Ramadan as a stepping stone that even after Ramadan finishes, we will maintain that connection with the Holy Quran even after Ramadan until the following Ramadan. Before I quickly make the announcements, the second message I would like to give is that inshallah, throughout the whole month of Ramadan, every single moment and second is a good moment to make dua in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan comes with its own khair, with its own goodness and its own blessings. And when it finishes, the month of Ramadan also takes away this goodness and blessings. So let us maximize and benefit from its blessings and goodness. It is because of this goodness and its blessings that Ramadan brings that we automatically are able to do more worship than we would do outside Ramadan. It is because of this goodness and blessing of Ramadan that we are able to refrain from many sins in the month of Ramadan, which we would normally do outside the month of Ramadan. Let us use this amazing month of Ramadan to recharge our iman. Our iman for the last 11 months has been battered. It's been through a storm, through a turbulence. It's become rusty. It's been battered. It's been weakened. It's become so weak, so weak, so weak that we are unable to perform our 5-time salah. Our iman has become so weak that it is becoming harder and harder to refrain from sinning. Our iman has become so weak that we are not able to pick up the Quran even for 5 minutes and read and recite the Holy Quran. That's how weak our iman has become. My dear brothers, if we look at the chapter of iman in the Sahih Bukhari, we would understand that a person's level of iman does not remain at one level, at one stage. It fluctuates like the stock market. Every person's iman fluctuates, goes up and down, like the stock market. Yes? Whatever and however kind of actions we perform will affect our iman. If we continuously do good deeds, if we continuously are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we refrain from haram, and we continuously do istighfar, and we try to meet out and perform all the things we are supposed to do, that will only help our iman to increase. But if we are continuously disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not stay away from haram, and we indulge in haram, then that will automatically decrease our iman. It will make it weak. And if a person's iman becomes weak and weak and weak, then it will become very hard to even do the basics of Islam. That is a reality. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters who are listening at home, let us use this month of Ramadan to charge our iman, to rejuvenate our iman, to give life to our iman. We all know if we won't charge our mobiles or our laptops, we all know what is going to happen. Eventually, it's going to shut. It won't work. Power off. If power is off, you cannot use your mobile or your laptop. My dear brothers, if we understand this simple point, then surely we understand that we also need to regenerate and recharge our iman. And there's no better time and there's no better month than the month of Ramadan to charge our iman. We should charge our iman so much, so much, by doing good deeds, by being obedient to Allah, by refraining from haram, by doing fara'id, by doing optional deeds. We must charge our iman so much. We must charge it so much that iman will help us for the next 11 months until the following Ramadan. Unfortunately for many people, forget the next 11 months, we don't charge our iman that we start to disobey Allah from the next day, from Eid day. From Eid day, we are ready to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of servants are we? What servants of Allah are we that when Ramadan, forget the next day. When Ramadan finishes and the moon is sighted after Maghrib, subhanallah, it starts. It does. Some people don't even wait to the next day. They just wait for Maghrib. And they're dying to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go to the high streets, whether it's on Green Street or High Road Ilford, or anywhere, they start to intermingle. They call chaos. They drive like lunatics. They cause harm to other people. Intermingling of both sexes. And it begs a question. What did you do for the last 29, 30 days? Did it not affect your iman? Did it not affect your soul? Did it not create a spirituality in your life? Subhanallah. This is the state of the ummah. This is the state of the ummah. This is why the ummah is being battered left, right and center across the world. It's because of our actions. Because of our actions. It may have sound harsh, my dear brothers. It's not something I say, but this is a reality. Sometimes the reality needs to be told. May Allah subhanahu, you know, let us at least make intention that this coming Ramadan will be the best Ramadan so far. I will try and make it the best Ramadan. We don't want to be content and have this attitude, oh, this Ramadan will be like the previous ones. No, we want to make it better. The same way we are not content when it comes to cars, we want a better car. We are not content with a mobile phone, we want a better mobile phone. Huh? We want a better this, a better that. Then why can't we have that mindset and that attitude that I want the coming Ramadan to be a better Ramadan than the previous ones in my life? But everyone say inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. But for that to happen, my dear brothers, it requires action. It requires action. It requires a sincere and a firm intention between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From day one, not even day one, from now. We have to prepare from now, not from day one of Ramadan. Inshallah, I will very quickly make some announcements, inshallah, some very important ones, so please bear with me for just a few more minutes. The first announcement, which is the most important one, is many brothers may have taken Ramadan timetable last Friday, or after last Friday. There were a few technical errors in that timetable, so please disregard that timetable, tear it up, and inshallah, the new timetable is available on your way out, inshallah. The old timetable had blue lines going across, but now the new timetable has gold lines going across. So please disregard the one you may have taken last Friday or after last Friday, and please take the new one and inshallah use the new timetable for Ramadan, inshallah. So the first announcement, everyone understood? Jazakallah. The second announcement is that, you know, alhamdulillah, we have a very nice, beautiful masjid, but obviously we can only facilitate and we have a capacity of approximately 450 people. So we urge and we humbly request, especially the local musallis. Look, outside of Ramadan, you can come when the imam says Allahu Akbar and you still will find space. I guarantee you. Do you understand my point, brothers? Even when the imam says Allahu Akbar and you come in the masjid, you are 110% guaranteed a space. Yes or no? But please, please, please do not expect that to happen at Isha time in Ramadan. Do not expect that to happen if you're going to come when imam starts Allahu Akbar and you think you're going to find a space at that time. Please, that will not, the masjid will be full by then. So this announcement is mostly for the regular musallis. Please be mindful in the month of Ramadan, especially at Isha Salah, the masjid gets filled up very easily. Please come at least 15-20 minutes minimum before Isha Salah to avoid disappointment. The third point is that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has requested that, or has educated us that we should try and bring our children for Faras Salah from the age of 10. So based on this, although Taraweeh is not Farad, But if you would like to bring your children, please make sure they are at least 10 years of age. If you cannot bring them, that would be better, because obviously we have a limited number of capacity. But if you do want to bring them, nobody can stop you, but make sure they are at least 10 years of age. And number two, the most important one, please make sure they are with you, next to you, throughout the entire duration whilst you are in the masjid. If you bring your child, it is your responsibility. The third announcement is that, inshallah, the next announcement I will make next week on the first night of Taraweeh, because time does not permit me. It is in regards to 20 rakat Taraweeh. Taraweeh is 20 rakat. It never, ever, ever, ever was 8 rakat during the time of the companions. It never was. Okay? Taraweeh was never, ever, ever 8 rakats during the time of the companions and afterwards. Okay? But inshallah, we'll highlight this and talk about this next week before the first Taraweeh, inshallah. The next two announcements is that every day after Asr Salah in Ramadan, there'll be a talk. Most of the time, it will be in English. So all brothers, and the talk will only be 30 minutes, inshallah. It will be a means of increasing our iman. It will be a means of increasing our connection with our deen and increasing our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be very beneficial. So all brothers, inshallah, after Asr Salah in Ramadan, please try to participate. For sisters, sisters can hear the talk every day on the receiver. And also there'll be a specific talk for sisters every Sundays from 2:30 to 3:30. Every Sundays in Ramadan, there'll be a talk between 2:30 and 3:30, specifically for the sisters inside the masjid. And lastly, alhamdulillah, the masjid will provide water during iftar time. They will also provide water for during Taraweeh as well. We request that during Taraweeh, if you take water and you finish the water, please take the bottle with you to your own homes and please put it in a dustbin. If you imagine 450 people drink water and they leave that water bottle inside the masjid for 30 days, that is a lot of rubbish. So please take your bottles with you and put it in your bins at home. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you for your patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, I requested that before the adhan starts, please, if you can stand up and form the rows for salah. There are lots of people waiting, inshallah, at the back, inshallah. So please fill in the gaps in front of you as if you are making rows for salah, inshallah. Once your row is complete, you may sit down. Jazakallah khairan. Last announcement, I just got an announcement right now. Just for the month of Ramadan, we know that children will have school holidays. It will be Easter time. Many people will be taking out time. So the rush will be more on Fridays as well. Therefore, just for the month of Ramadan, we will have free Jummah Salahs every Friday. The first one will be, next week. This is next week. Next week, there should be free Jummah Salahs. The first one will be at 12:30. The second one will be at 1:15. And the third one will be at 2 o'clock. So just for next week, the first Jummah will be at 12:30. The second one will be at 1:15. And the third one will be at 2 o'clock. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم ونوره بنور الأقل فأفهمه ما لم يفهم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذو الجود والكرم وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المكرم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فيا معاشر الإخوان والخلان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية تهذيب النفس والعقل وتزكيتهما من خصال قبيحة كحب الجاه والرياء والكبر وغيرها من خصال ذميمة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء دعامة ودعامة المؤمن عقله فبقدر عقله تكون عبادته أما سمعتم قول الفجار في النار لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيد النساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة وسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. صفا صحیح فرما لے, مکمل فرما لے. الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ودو علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين